Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. March the 31st. God of Covenant.
All this week, Derek considers God's promise to never forsake his people Israel. Today he shows how God has no intention of breaking his covenants to Israel or to us. In Psalm 89, verse 34, God said, "My covenant I will not violate, nor will I alter the utterance of my lips." It's of tremendous importance that we grasp the fact that when God makes a covenant, he will never break it. We need to know that. Our Bible consists of two covenants, the old and the new. Therefore, the essence of divine revelation is centered in covenant. If God were to break his covenant, we would have no hope. It's my personal conviction that if God were to break his covenant with Israel, we would have no reason to believe that he would not break his covenant with the church. You may say, well, Israel failed God. Undoubtedly. But can you honestly say that the church hasn't also failed God? I'm not capable of presenting God's point of view. But in my limited understanding, I see Israel receiving a covenant and failing dismally. I see the church receiving a covenant and failing even worse than Israel. What is God saying to us about the restoration of Israel? I suggest that God is saying at least four things, all of them extremely topical, relevant, and important for the Church of Jesus Christ. First, God is saying that the Bible is a true, relevant, up-to-date book. Second, God is saying that he keeps his covenant. Third, God is saying to us that he is sovereign. The fourth thing the Lord is saying is that in restoring the Israelites to their land, God has set the stage for the last act of the drama of this age. Every prophecy that relates to the close of this age is predicated on one important factor, the presence of Israel as a sovereign nation within its own borders. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you are committed to Israel. I intercede for that nation now. I proclaim that God keeps his covenants, for the Lord will not forsake his people. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.